About 100 public housing agencies across the country plan to close their offices for the day tomorrow. They're protesting federal funding cuts that have led to layoffs and service reductions at many local housing agencies. This morning, the Philadelphia Housing Authority announced that it will lay off 350 employees. That's about 20% of its staff. Brad Linder reports.
More than 80,000 low-income Philadelphians live in public housing, and about 1,600 people work for the Housing Authority, providing services ranging from housing construction and maintenance to public safety. But Philadelphia Housing Authority Director Carl Green says the agency runs entirely on federal dollars and is receiving only 76% of the money it needs. At a press conference this morning, Green said he has no choice but to lay off staff.
Work orders will not be done or be done in a delayed time frame. Oversight of contractors will be severely impacted. Crime. If we don't provide quality, affordable services to all families in the city and give them an opportunity to live safely in these neighborhoods, we will see increases in crime.
The layoffs take effect in about 2 weeks. Philadelphia isn't alone. In November, the Newark Housing Authority in New Jersey laid off a quarter of its workforce. Cities from Camden, New Jersey to Birmingham, Alabama, faced with similar federal budget cuts, have been forced to lay off staff or cut back on service delivery. Thomas Payne Cronin heads one of the unions representing laid-off housing workers in Philadelphia. He says he would have liked to see the Housing Authority do more to curb costs before resorting to layoffs, but he agrees that the size of the federal budget cuts made layoffs unavoidable.
I'm sure that there are issues such as how they spend money, how much money do they put in advertising, how much money for public relations, and I'm sure there's other things, but it would not have turned around the high volume of money being cut by the federal government.
And public housing isn't the only place being hit hard by budget cuts. The city's affordable housing department has also been hit with a 25% cut in federal funding over the last 4 years. Federal officials say there's a limited pool of money to go around. Donna White is spokesperson for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She says it's true that local housing agencies are receiving only about 76% of what they need from the federal government. Last year, they had 85%. But White says that's not because less money is being spent on public housing.
For the most part, the operating subsidy funding level has been just that. It's been level. It hasn't been a cut in overall funding. What it has been is a rise in eligibility of the housing authorities.
White says HUD launched a new funding formula for public housing this year, which means that some local housing authorities will see more money than last year, while others will receive less. That, combined with rising utility costs, has squeezed the budget of many housing agencies. But that doesn't make Gloria Redd and Corliss Gray feel any better. They're public housing residents in Philadelphia, and they attended this morning's announcement. They were not happy to find out that maintenance, police, and other personnel were being laid off.
You get
well,
a fixer.
You just heard what Mr. Green said, that the roofers are laid off. So if we have a problem with the roof, then what? We get nothing. We had to go back to the old school, put the buckets down, let it leak in.
We get service within 3 days now. I guess we'll get it within 2 weeks now. Some
are
emergencies. So you sit
know.
On your emergency. You might have to leave your house because the emergency is that great. You can't live in there.
Gray's lived in public housing for 45 years. She raised her children in Philadelphia's Queen Lane housing development and watched them go on to get good jobs and move out of public housing. But she's worried that if funding cuts continue, low-income families won't be provided the same opportunities her children had. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.